Now, bogus self-employment, as we were saying earlier, is one of the issues before Cabinet today. And despite new laws on zero-hours contracts last year, unions are concerned that workers who are effectively employees are being treated as self-employed, which deprives those same workers of the pension and social insurance payments they should be getting. Patricia King is the General Secretary of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions. Good afternoon, Patricia King.
Good afternoon, Anya.
Is it possible to know how widespread a problem this is?
Well, I suppose the strongest indicator you have of the numbers is the CSO figure that stipulates the number of self-employed people in the labour market with no employees. And those figures have been quite stable over the last number of years, ranging between about 225,000 to 250,000 per year. So that really, now not all of those people would be bogusly self-employed, but that is the category that they would fall into. So we know the sectors where it's most prevalent. It's very prevalent in construction, some parts of the communications, and indeed scientific and professionals. So it's in or around those are the numbers, and I think all parties concerned in this conversation would agree, I think, that those are the relevant numbers.
And obviously this has been on the Irish Congress of Trade Unions agenda for quite a while now. What government should do and is going to do, in your understanding?
Mm-hmm. Well, we haven't had any conversation of late with the Minister, and she hasn't shared with us what as in the latest proposals that we hear are about to be announced. But what we have been saying is, firstly, there is a lot of loss to the state here in terms of PRSI funding that's not paid by the employers. The employees concerned have actually, they've no occupational pensions, they've no rights to sick pay or maternity leave, they've no redundancy rights, they have no annual leave rights, they've no job security and all of the employment rights that goes along with that. For the employers who use and utilise this, as I say, they don't pay the PRSI, they're not covered by any pay agreements, that, you know, they've no pension contributions to make, they don't have to facilitate any of the employment rights, so they avoid all mm-hmm. of that. And the consequences of this is that you have, we would think, a number of hundreds of thousands of people over time have been misclassified, and they're, as I say, income tax and PRSI losses to the state. Also, from the point of view of those workers in time to come, they may very well lose out on state pension that they should have received had they been classified correctly in the first place.
And when you sorry to cut across you there, Patricia King, but yes. When you say, because we understand this is before Cabinet today, are you surprised that you haven't had recent discussions with government about all of this and how to tackle it?
Well, I'm surprised that, yeah, I'm somewhat surprised that the Minister didn't have a conversation with us. She did about 3 weeks ago inform us that she was intending to bring forward proposals, but she didn't share the proposals with us. I attended a meeting in the department about, as I say, three and a half weeks ago with her officials. They likewise didn't have any detail in relation to this. But we understand that there may be a code of practice that she would propose to put on a statutory basis. Obviously, the key question there is, if you put a code of practice in place, there is a voluntary one at the moment which describes the duties of a worker versus those of a self-employed person. If you put that on a statutory basis, how is it going to be enforced? That would be something that would be of key to us. Our judgment as well is that she shouldn't ignore one of the key recommendations of the interdepartmental group, which said that the self-employed contribution rate to the social insurance fund should be brought up to 12% as against 4%, right, which it currently is.
One other question for you. I know you spent many hours involved in seeking a resolution in the nurses' dispute down at the Labour Relations mm-hmm. Commission. The nurses' dispute is now back at the Labour Court. There seems to be big differences over the terms of the new contract between both sides. How confident are you that this can actually work out, that there isn't going to be a repeat of nurses on the picket lines?
Well, the parties were in on Monday, as I understand it, with the Labour Court, and the Labour Court heard the cases from the unions, both the INMO in the first instance and CIPTU thereafter. And I think now what we all have to do is we have to await the considerations of the Labour Court, and I expect that they will give that strong consideration to the arguments that have been put by both sides, and I would hope that early next week we'll have the considerations of the court given to us.
All right, thanks very much indeed for speaking to us in the News at One today. That's Patricia King, General Secretary of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions.